Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, where we're getting wet. We're getting wet with the waters of the Spirit of God, the fountain of living waters. And friends, we're still looking at this concept that God so clearly sets out that the flow of rivers of living water in the spiritual realm will heal, will bring life, and are God's way of expressing what he wants for us. Now, look, we looked in Genesis and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Zechariah. Zechariah, we read, in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem. And that day meaning the last days.
Yeah, and the days when Yeshua is king, his name will be one over all the earth.
And what's going to happen? Out of Jerusalem, living waters, the reference to the Spirit of God. Now, that's all in the Tanakh and the Hebrew Scriptures. But of course, when Yeshua, Jesus, came to the earth, he made reference to this truth because it was still the truth. And so let's go into the book of John in chapter 4, verse 10.
Yeah, you know, the context is Jesus at the well. His disciples have gone into town to get some food. He's talking to a Samaritan woman.
She's not Jewish.
She is not Jewish, not a believer. In fact, she's a sinner.
Yeah.
I don't forget how many husbands she's been on, and the man the man she's living with is not her husband. But Jesus says to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Okay, they're at the well. He has just asked her for a drink, and she said, well, you know, I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew, why would you do this? And that's when he answers her and says, if you knew the gift of God. Now, what's the gift of God? Jesus is the gift of God.
And eternal life in Jesus.
Through his Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he says, then I would have, says he would have, I would have given you living water, the same living water that represents the cleansing flow, the spiritual salvation of living water.
Yeah, well, so he gets into a discussion with him and says, hey, but you have nothing to draw water with. You know, are you greater than our father Jacob?
How are you going to get that water?
Yeah, but Jesus says to her, look, whoever drinks of this water, referring again to that living water, that flowing water, if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.
But notice the Samaritan woman's response in John chapter 4:11. She says, where do you get that living water? In other words, well, it's not coming out of this well.
Right. I've been drinking this water all the time. It's maybe not the best.
Yeah. So how do you get this living water? There's the whole key. That's what the unsaved world wants to say to us, Ted, and those of us who believe, hey, all right, you've got something. I want what you got. How do I get it? Where do you get this living water? And our answer is, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Yeshua, Jesus, he is Lord. Hallelujah.
And Jeff, I believe too that as our lives show more and more the love, the compassion, the power of Jesus, people are going to take notice that we do have living water. We have that life abundant, and they're going to want some.
Yeah, they should want it. Friends, if we're letting our light so shine, then we're letting rivers of living water flow forth from us. And you guys know that scripture is going to be coming up shortly. We've talked about it already several times. But the point is simple. If we do what God shows us to do, we won't hide it under a basket, under the bed, or, we're going to let our light so shine.
We may not even hide it in the church walls. We may take it to the wells and the marketplaces.
Take it outside, yes. You know, I always say God doesn't want the rivers of living water recycled. He wants them flowing out there.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. 20 years of bringing this kind of understanding, Jewish understanding of the scriptures to you. If you've been blessed, you want to let us know. We'd be blessed to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Get in touch with us through our website, messianicminutes.com, or get our street address at the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yeah, friends, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can email right through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachim.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Welcome to the host of the God of Jacob.